We take up the cross, August 28. We take up our cross and follow Christ. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, John 10:27. How precious is the knowledge that we have a faithful friend, one who will impart to us a noble, elevated character, which will fit us for the companionship of the heavenly angels in the courts above. His guardianship is over all his children. They have a peace that the world can neither give nor take away. The loss of earthly treasures does not make them hopeless or homeless. Christ beholds a world full of activity in seeking for earthly treasures. He sees many eagerly trying first one thing and then another in their efforts to obtain the coveted earthly treasure, which they think will satisfy their selfish greed, while in their eager pursuit they pass by the only path that leads to the true riches. As one having authority, Christ speaks to such ones, inviting them to follow him. He offers to lead them to the riches that are as enduring as eternity. He points them to the narrow path of self-denial and sacrifice. Those who press on in this path, surmounting every obstacle, will reach the land of glory. In lifting the cross, they find that the cross lifts them, and they will at last gain the imperishable treasure. Many think to find security in earthly riches, but Christ seeks to remove from their eye the mote that obscures the vision, and thus enable them to behold the far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. They are mistaking phantoms for realities and have lost sight of the glories of the eternal world. Christ calls upon them to extend their view beyond the present and add eternity to their vision. We are to lift the cross and follow the steps of Christ. Those who lift the cross will find as they do this, the cross lifts them, giving them fortitude and courage and pointing them to the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.